morning and a good moyed. I want to discuss one of the halachas on Yom Tov, which comes up. People ask this question many times in regards to taking a shower on Yom Tov. Is there any way to take a shower on Yom Tov? So I'm not going to go through the whole discussion because I actually have given a share on this at other times. But I want to point out to understand the question and one case which is clearly permitted. Okay. There's a Mishnah which clearly says that a person cannot wash his whole body in hot water on Yom Tov. There's a Machlokes Rishonim why that is so. The Rambam understands that this is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan based on the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara in Shabbos discusses that there was a problem that people were taking baths in the bathhouses on Shabbos, and they were warming up water on Shabbos. Warming water on Shabbos involves the malach of cooking the water. They were heating the water to the temperature of Yatzeletis Bo. So that's called cooking it. And there's also the question of making a fire. So we're talking about two Yisurim Deraisa. And because of that, Chazal made many gzeiros in conjunction with the issue of taking baths, washing oneself in hot water on Shabbos. Actually, there's some limitations even in regards to water which is cooked before Shabbos, because they were heated before Shabbos, because the people would heat it on Shabbos and claim that it was heated before Shabbos. Included in that was a gezeirah of Yom Tov atu Shabbos. Yom Tov was also prohibited because if we're going to allow on Yom Tov, people will come to allow on Shabbos as well. So included in the gzeira of Merchatzos, of taking baths, which applies to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Tov as well. So water which is heated on Yom Tov is going to be prohibited the person to wash his whole body on Yom Tov. Water which is heated on Yom Tov is permitted to wash one's face, hands and feet, and that is clear in the Mishnah as well. That is how the Rambam understands this Mishnah. It's clear in the Rishonim in the Sefer Shabbos that this din is true, according to all Rishonim, that this din is true, and this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. There's an Issur Rabbanon to take a bath, to use water which is heated on Shabbos to wash one's whole body. Secondly, there is an opinion of Tosfos that there is a here on Yom Tov beyond the Issur Drabanan of the Gezeira of Merchatzos, there is a more basic Issur, an Issur on a Torah level. We mentioned that even though malachas are permitted for the purpose of Oichel Nefesh, and heating water is a form of normally of Oichel Nefesh, and we have a concept we said of Mitoich, that once you're using it for Oichel Nefesh, you can use it for other purposes, or alternatively, washing one's body, it might be actually considered the equivalent of Oichel Nefesh, because it's something which is used directly for the body, so that's like eating. But either way, there's a limitation of Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh, that it's only permitted to do types of things which the general populace consider a need. So we gave an example of putting incense on coals to create a nice smell, which only people which are very sensitive have a need for that. It's not permitted. So Tosfos says that washing oneself with hot water is not considered something which is Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh. Even though a person does it on a semi-regular basis, the need to do it regularly is not called Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh. So this is an Issur D'Oraisa. There are those who believe, mistakenly so, that based on this Tosfos, since nowadays it doesn't apply anymore because people wash themselves regularly in hot water daily, it now has become Shabbat L'Chol Nefesh, and therefore it's going to be permitted on Yom Tov. That's why we pointed out that there's an Issur D'Rabbanan which exists irregardless of whether Tosfos' Issur D'Oraisa still exists or not. So anybody who's going to permit this based on Tosfos forgot a Gemara in Shabbos, forgot a Rambam, forgot a Shulchan Aruch where this is passing than Halacha. So let's make this very clear that those who claim based on Tosfos that nowadays it's permitted are not really familiar with Halacha, and you're not allowed to listen to what they say. whether this is true, that nowadays we can change the halacha, the opinion of Tosfos is also brought in halacha, and said nowadays the things have changed and therefore it's permitted, that is debatable, and maybe they're correct in that regard, that it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. So the person will go to the section of Gehenna marked for being over Issurim D'Rabbanan and not Issurim D'Oraisa, but it's not permitted. In any way, shape, or form, it's not permitted. In the next year, Be'ezras Hashem, we will discuss what is yes permitted and some gray areas, and then we will close this discussion. Meanwhile, have a good day and have a good night.